The sun returns to Little America. For days, the twilight hours, which had numbered less than four in the middle of the long southern night, had been lengthening a little at a time. One week, there were 5 hours of twilight, the next six. Then there were 10, and down along the horizon could be seen for a space each day a promising golden tint. Finally, there came a day when the sun itself was actually visible for a minute or so. This was not a true sunrise, however. But only a few days later, the sun itself rose majestic and bright one morning above the horizon. The little village in Antarctica was like another world. For the stalwart crew and their slim, quiet commander, that must have been a time of great excitement which followed the return of the sun to the vast whiteness that made up the Ross ice field. There was, to begin with, the change from the glow of electricity inside the houses and the gray blackness of the out-of-doors to the sparkling beauty which the new sunlight made of the ice and snow.